Awesome.
Okay, hey, I like that beat engine.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What's up, everybody? This is the AmeriMe Junkies, the man missing on my left with his beautiful logo. Say
Yeah,
hello.
boy. Sup, it's your boy Demon Engine. My camera's still fucked up, so yeah, just deal with that. I don't.
You were
I'm broke.
just here, then you were gone. Of course, I'm Salty Live 215, and today we have a special guest. We have Chef Amir Atari.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? The Bacon Master Manipulator, Kitchen MacGyver, the Meat Monster, the Meat Mayor.
Meat
How's
monster.
everybody doing this Friday?
Oh, we're good, we're good. We're gonna be
Awesome.
talking. We're gonna be talking food porn, and more with Chef Atari. But first, I've got time for the Geek Report.
Right, before you do that, I would just like to say thank you, because you and your friends, your compadres, are the reason I have such a very unhealthy romantic relationship with bacon. And I Ooh.
thank you for that. It's the most wonderful thing in the world.
You're welcome. I just hope you got a chance to dive into that candy bacon.
I've had candy bacon.
Isn't that good? That's right.
First Geek Report about to get me. Just a few days, just earlier this week, Sony released the first trailer for Venom: Let There Be Carnage, and I don't know. I'm. It's one of those things. I'm just like, okay. I guess I'm probably gonna go see it, depending on like, maybe a Monday or something. I don't see myself rushing to go see this movie.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I got respect. Tom Hardy, Tom Hardy's in it. I'm always game for Tom Hardy. But
Love
like,
Tom Hardy.
what is Venom supposed to be? Is it supposed to be this, honestly, like a romance comedy action movie? Was it really going rom-com action Marvel on us? Like, are we supposed to accept that? It's because now it's like maybe they're paving that path because the last one was successful. They're like, that worked. Let's do it again. And like, maybe we're not gonna get Carnage. We might get like mayhem or something. It's not gonna be too crazy. I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the first one. My mom loved it though. My mom loved it. I'm like, you love that movie? She said that movie was great. I'm like, oh my God.
There were good things and bad things about Venom,
It's not
the first
officially a part
Venom.
of the MCU, I don't care for it.
Well,
There you go.
that well, one, that's definitely a big factor because Sony is be this is a like I still think this is a very bold and bad move at the end of the day for Sony, because they're like, yeah, well, we have these characters. We can do better than the MCU, and it's just like, I have at it. I'm like, and I think the first Venom was good, but then it just started having all these missteps. Like, the movie definitely should have been rated R. There's literally decapitations in the movie. I'm just like, yeah, he definitely bit someone's head off. I feel like there should be blood there. No? Okay. Sure. It's like, and then and now we're and now we're ha doing Carnage, and I'm just like, a PG-13 Carnage, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really
And
risky, but it's gonna work.
I like Woody Harrelson. In my mind, I've always saw Jim Carrey as Cletus Cassidy.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
Pretty good.
but I mean, I know Jim Carrey wouldn't do that now. He has a very different outlook on violence in movies now. So,
Yeah, like
to
what,
each
after Kick-Ass? Something like that?
after well, the that school shooting happened during the press tour for Kick-Ass 2.
Okay,
Yeah, so and that changed his outlook, which I understand. Also earlier today, well, I'm sorry, earlier yesterday, photos for G.I. Joe, The Rise of Snake Eyes. It's like an origin story. I guess they're going to try and reboot the entire G.I. Joe franchise. I forgot about G.I. Joe, to be perfectly honest. I really did.
Man, I've been a sucker of G.I. Joe. Honestly, the second one was not too bad, Retaliation. And one scene that really got me, man, is when they're all in the room and they're all pulling out their nuclear briefcases. And they're all about the blaster. Then you see America coming hard with their briefcase, triple lock unlocks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, you want to play? And then it's like, nah. But, you know, maybe they'll take it seriously.
I felt like that was a serious version of the War Room from Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, we're going to be serious this time? Oh, kind of serious? Just a little? Oh, okay. I just thought it was weird that you had a movie where you kill Channing Tatum in the first 5 minutes and just was like, don't worry, guys. The Rock's got it.
He's got to carry that whole movie on his back.
I was like, to be honest, you could have brung back Marlon Wayans as Ripcord. He was actually very likable.
It's true.
There was a lot of weird stuff with those G.I. Joe movies. It's like they were good, they were bad, but at the same time, there was no Sergeant Slaughter in any of them, so.
Yeah, the only good G.I. Joe movie is the classic G.I. Joe movie cartoon. That's pretty much where
I'm at. Facts. If I'm not hearing somebody yell out Cobra every 5 minutes, I don't want it.
Like that.
Earlier today, it looked like there was a information leak from Bethesda Studios, which looked like it was giving early details on the next Fallout game.
Oh.
It included some screenshots, a different design on some old weapons and power armor. I mean, they need a win in the Fallout range because Fallout 76 was just a huge step back.
Never touched it. They didn't even lay a finger on that game. I'm like watching, like, that looks like shit. Goodbye.
That's a smart man. It's a smart man right there.
I was like, wow. But I'm like, I don't get me wrong. I was a fan of the Fallout games. I think, honestly, my favorite one, Fallout 3. Sorry. Like, I was like, without a doubt, how many hours I've put in that game. You know, like, you make your little house and you perfectly put everything on the walls and the guns. So, yeah, Fallout 3 definitely the best. And you're right, it's got to go. And maybe, man, if they change the engine, that engine is like looks dated, like fresh, something new. I don't know.
I don't, but it definitely does stand out when it comes to engines, and there hasn't really been an evolution in it. I mean, we have come a far way, but it seems like they really haven't done anything to that engine. So, right there, it should have somewhat of a technological facelift.
Yeah, you feel like you're driving a tank in that game. It's like you're clunky, slow. I don't know. I never liked it. They never like were 60 frames or like that fluid, liquid movement you get in Call of Duty. You know, so it just felt like it felt too PC. Always Fallout felt too PC for me.
I mean that's where it began, I guess, but PCs have come such a long way now, so even on PC, it still feels dated. It still feels dated. Meanwhile, the brand new the MechWarrior game that came out last year on PC, like that thing flies like butter.
No, I gotta check that out.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Engine. Are you a Fallout man?
I haven't been able to ever really get into it.
Because I know another comic boss is a big Fallout fan, so
yeah.
I know he's I'm an avid Fallout fan. I just want more people to recognize that New Vegas was weird.
It wasn't bad, though.
No, it wasn't bad. It was weird. And to be perfectly honest, it was Matthew Perry's voice who made it weird. Because I'm just like, first off, I'm not a fan of Friends. I'm just like, so who the fuck thought bringing Chandler here was going to work?
Hey, they went all in.
Clearly. Oh, my goodness. Where else are we? Kevin Smith's next animated venture with Netflix, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. They released images earlier this week, and it is looking good. I mean, it is like Beastman looks badass, He-Man looks badass, Skeletor still has that traditional look, but he actually looks threatening. And this time around, Skeletor is voiced by Mark Hamill, who, of course, a lot of you might know as the Joker in the animated and in the Paul Dini verse of DC. How are you on He-Man?
I messed with it. I used to watch the show as a kid. I had some of the toys. Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren. Still rock that. Still love that movie.
I that was actually my personal favorite as a kid growing up. And my mom was just like, why do you like this bad movie? I'm like, yo, this movie is awesome.
It was. Do you remember that lizard guy?
Yeah.
The first guy comes in, they set him on fire.
Yeah. And I was just like, yo, he looks so badass, and now he's gone.
I dug it.
I was never a fan of He-Man. I've always been a fan of Skeletor.
Yeah,
I'll get you next time, He-Man.
And the Skeletor in the movie actually had a very threatening look. Like he had Darth Vader energy.
Yeah. So, I'll definitely mess with this new He-Man for sure.
Now, ironically, on the other side of the spectrum, the actor who was supposed to do the live-action He-Man has walked away from the project. And it personally doesn't shock me. I think they wanted a lot from that young man, because just for that role alone, that kid's frame, he would have to put on like 90 pounds of muscle. I don't say this to disparage him or any other younger actor, but I don't think that younger actors are ready to do that kind of sacrifice.
You know, it's easier for when you just pick somebody up off the street, tell them to get jacked to do that, and then you don't really have a following or anything, but they put a lot in. They try to put a lot into you, but you're not going to get that big cash check. You're not going to get that paycheck The Rock would do it, or John Cena.
First off, The Rock and John Cena are already jacked.
Yeah, hold on. Since y'all want a warning next time, here comes the lovely queen. Boom.
Ah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Nico.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late.
It's all right. Everybody, Queen Neek has just blessed us with her presence.
Hey guys, so sorry about the lateness. So sorry.
It's okay. Queen Neek, Chef Atari,
hello.
Queen Neek.
Hello, hello. Yes, and you guys are talking about my favorite thing, food.
right now we're on the last leg of the Geek Report. I was just speaking on how the actor who was pegged to play live action He-Man has walked away from the project. And what I was saying was, I don't think the younger actors are ready to take that much sacrifice or dedication into getting that kind of size. And I remember when they first announced this guy a while back, I was actually speaking to you, and I was just like, I sent you a photo of him, and I was just like, he's got to put on like 90 pounds of muscle. I hope he can do it.
Right.
I just thought of something. Why not just get that guy from Wizard World?
Oh, God.
Only two times in my life where I've ever felt small is when I stood next to the He-Man cosplayer and when I stood next to Jason Momoa. The only times in my life where I've ever felt small.
The Aqua Bro.
It's huge.
I can't expect a young 19, 20 year old guy to be ready to do what Michael B. Jordan has done or Christian Bale, and Christian Bale, he's put his body through hell. He went super crackhead skinny to literally too buff for Batman, and he had to slim it down a notch. It was just like, wow. Bro. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't his fault.
I've seen some of the new generation on TikTok. They training to be anime characters. Like, they want the most of the form and physique.
I mean, hey, some of them want to make sure they're accurate.
Hey, more power to them.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. Shout out to what's that one dude, Demetrius Holt, the Black He-Man. Look for him on IG. Big diesel dude with an afro dressed as He-Man.
Definitely check it out.
It looks great. And I think that's about. I think. Hey, Nico, do you have any? Do you have anything?
For the geek report this week. I mean, it's been probably talked about over the last several weeks, but it has nothing to do with like nerddom. So.
Okay.
I'll pass on this one this time.
But while she's here, everyone, make sure you shop at serpentinefire.company.
Indeed, serpentinefire.company. Download our app today. It's on Android and iPhone. Just search Serpentine Fire. And for those of you who can't spell, it's SERPENTINE Fire.
I want you to know you almost misspelled your own company.
Because I go too fast, yo. Like, I can't spell, right? For those of you who can't spell, like me.
That was the Geek Report, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, everybody, we're back. We're here to talk food porn and more with Chef Atari.
Yes.
Now, once upon a time, long, long time ago, you were a part of a crew on YouTube. And man, y'all used to make some crazy food. What was the name of that?
Epic Meal Time.
Right. Epic Meal Time.
Wait, you were a part of Epic Meal Time?
Yeah, I was a chef.
Word. Oh, snaps.
And we still make videos. We're still making videos
today. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, so it's still good. Okay. Still fun. Still in the kitchen cooking up a storm. Still playing with all that bacon, of course. And yeah, it's been like 10 years plus, more episodes than Seinfeld, and we're still trying to get past The Simpsons, but yeah.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, not enough life in me to freaking, not enough food in the world to cook to beat The Simpsons.
You guys have to start parodying yourself at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
Like today, we're going to do an epic mealtime of Epic Mealtime. Inception music. but seriously, you guys have been rocking 10 years going strong. And how did that all get started?
Man, to be honest, it started in Harley, the creator's backyard. Started in his backyard, and he just thought, let's put this food on a pizza. Let's just put hype food, cool, over-the-top food on a pizza and film it. So he did that. That was like his first experiment into that YouTube realm. And then he kind of like posted that video, but it didn't get enough traction, or it wasn't like getting hits. But then he did a second video where he called me up and we made the Angry French Canadian. And that was a French toasted baguette with poutine, hot dogs, bacon inside, maple syrup all over it. And we ate it. And he said, you know what, guys, if this gets 10,000 views tomorrow, we're doing this again. Video gets 100,000 views in 24 hours. And it's like radio stations calling, YouTube. It's like it blew up super quick. And he's like, we have to do this again next week. We're doing it again for a month. This is your life. And then I was like, okay. So yeah, it was just a really good ride. But yeah, that's how it started. You know, we just started being real assholes in the kitchen. And a lot of inspiration came from a website back then. Maybe if you remember, it was called This Is Why You're Fat. I don't know if you remember that website. And it was just like pictures of over the top food, like mashed potato, pork belly, sundae. And then we got inspiration from that. And then we just started doing it. That was it.
Yeah, lots of creations. Poutine, so, and then like with the maple syrup.
Yeah, you got it. Sometimes, like Harley says, sometimes it's so stupid it's smart.
Okay, so let me ask you, were y'all high when y'all did this? I have to ask. I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
That sounds like
some stoner shit. Because only stoners would think of shit like this.
Yeah, well, of course, you got to get some munchy inspiration.
Exactly.
I mean, it also helps when you have to eat the food. So,
I mean, well, yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, because I gotta admit, some of those things was just like, yo, these are not sober thoughts.
No way.
I mean, regrets turtle soup. I don't. That's definitely one for the. That's definitely one where you don't want to be a part of turtle soup. Oof. No, thank you.
There's some
really good ones, though. Some really good ones. I like anything with fast food. I love McDonald's. I love any fast food. So every time I'm doing a fast food episode, that's like I'm taking leftovers, whatever sauces they give you, they're mine. I get like 75%. It's like in the contract. I'm joking, not in the contract. But I always make sure I took everything, all the leftovers.
Wow. Okay, so What has been the most challenging thing so far?
You know, sometimes it's like when you're going, like, I'll say one episode when we did, like, we tried to make the tallest Big Mac, and we made, like, 100 patty tall Big Mac. It was, like, 100, like, it was tall. It was, like, 100 burgers stacked, like, 6 feet tall of Big Macs. And it was just so challenging to keep it stable because it's just getting bigger, bigger, heavier, and the wobbling.
Did you guys use any toothpicks?
We used we actually had to go to like a hardware store and buy metal rods for when you build a fence.
Oh.
Yeah. So we had to like skewer it.
Kind of like the cage.
Yeah. Yeah. And stuff like that. One of the coolest ones that I have to say is made a double sided pizza and it worked.
Yeah. I remember that. And I honestly, it was one of those things where I kind of wanted to like send it to my physics professor, and I was like, yo, you gotta see this shit.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get both sides to cook?
It worked. It freaking worked. It's a lot of finesse. It takes a lot of work and some practice, but I could definitely pull it off, and it's a marvelous thing to have a double-sided pizza.
All right, so what... what has been on the idea floor that yours just like, nah?
You know, a lot of ideas, they do go on the cutting room floor and then they do circle back. There's one, I'm trying to think, like, you know, sometimes when they circle back, what was one? Okay, we started the episode deep fried candy. We were trying to deep fry candy, and you can't deep fry Sour Patch Kids. It disintegrates. It evaporates. So, like, episode completely, like, oh, that's a film. We're not going to go anywhere with this episode at all. So We were trying to make like huge deep fried candy sacks, but like we put in the oil, the candy just disintegrated into sugar. And it's fine. So other cutting room, sometimes weird animals like alligator sub. No, that's like just what it just didn't sound like anybody wanted.
It's barbecue or you're making like an alligator sausage, I don't think that's gonna fly.
No, that's it. We've tried gator before, and I mean it tastes like swamp, in my opinion. I didn't like it, but
how do you know what swamp tastes like?
It's like, you know, when you go,
if you've been in the swamp, it's like if you
might be swimming, it tastes like lake. And you know, sometimes you get some of that lake water in your mouth and you could taste it, and it just tasted like that. It tasted like lake water.
Because no one farms gator for consumption. So yeah, they're just catching gators out there that could have eaten whatever. So that's why when it comes down to like eating gator, I always would suggest like the sausage. Cause at least it's compressed and it's compact, and you can actually do something with the flavor.
Yeah, you could dip it in some hot mustard, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, and yes, Nico, I know about this firsthand.
I'm not making no judgment, I promise.
I sense it.
I'm not judging at all. I'm just like, well.
I do have a question. And I always was wondering, maybe I missed it or maybe it never happened. How come you guys never tried to break the cheesesteak record, but you had to do it in Philly?
The cheesesteak record? What do you mean by that?
Make the largest cheesesteak you can.
Oh, shit. You know, Harley was always very sensitive when it came to the Philly cheesesteak. Like, he always wanted to hold off because you can't really do a Philly cheesesteak episode unless you're in Philly.
Yeah, if you don't do it in Philly, we'll shit on you.
Yeah, yep. he believed that. So, like, every time I'd be like, we got to do a Philly cheesesteak, he's like, no, it's not going to work. Can't. And I'll be honest, we've dabbled, but we've never, ever full out called it like this was our Philly cheesesteak because it had to be done there. And, I mean, that's one episode still pending.
Yeah,
so it's definitely there, and he's right. So that's just his vision. He wants to make the largest Philly cheesesteak. It's gonna have to happen in Philly. So
yeah, because we're savage. I'm not sure if you know how like bad things happen in Philly.
we let people know all the time. Stay out of Philly business if you ain't from Philly.
Have you seen our mascots? They're crazy.
No, it's getting me excited now.
Yeah.
That new mascot looks like the Five Nights at Freddy's animatronic. And it terrorizes
the fucking... Gritty looks like a really drunk ginger at 3 o'clock in the morning leaving a Flyers game.
No. I think I saw them. They hired him on Saturday Night Live this weekend. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's what shows are you really into?
What am I watching right now?
Hey, what are you watching?
Currently watching Demon Slayer. Really got into that. Really like Demon Slayer. Tanjiro's okay. Really hyped. I saw the movie, so really like the movie. Shows also, I've watched this a while back, but I always recommend it to people. Gangs of London, from the director of The Raid, super, mm-hmm. super quality show. Always highly recommend that. Definitely check that out. I'm a big movie guy, love movies. One I always push to people is Psycho Gorman. Have you guys heard of that one?
Yes,
it's an awesome movie. So if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. I'm excited to see Saw this weekend.
Spiral.
Another one.
Well, this is a spinoff in a way. It was produced and produced and co-written by Chris Rock. It also stars him and Samuel Jackson. And it looks like there's a Jigsaw copycat, but they're targeting police.
Huh. Oh, this one. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So
I think I will check that out, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
What else am I watching? Also playing some games. Playing the new Resident Evil Village. Can't complain.
How far have you gotten?
I killed the second sister. No spoilers.
Nothing. Okay. So you got to get to Lady D.
Yeah, that's next. Wanting
to play it. I've been told to stream it. I just don't know if I want to play it on my PS4 or my PC. Because if I play it on my PC, that's a dark road, a dark and dangerous road I'm heading down. I don't think I could ever be scared.
I think it's pretty good. You should definitely give it a shot. Don't sleep on it. I'm just worried about replay value, to be honest. I know you get the Mercenaries mode, but just might not be enough.
I have been questioning that. Because I got to admit, with Resident Evil 7, after I beat it, I did not want to go back. I was like, I'm good. Like, all right.
That's it, right?
A lot of that was in my face. A lot of it very disturbing. I appreciate the narrative. And good day, sir.
Good job. You already traded it in at GameStop.
Yeah, GameStop.
So let me ask you guys, what would be your favorite like fast food creation? Like if you were in the kitchen and you were able to make anything, like do you ever think about it? Do you ever like dream like, man, I really wish I could just mash a Big Mac into this pizza craft dinner?
I do it all the time. I
make creation. Like tell me what was a crazy creation you might have made in the kitchen. Something like you do behind people like you like no one else knows, or you keep it a secret. Like
on some high shit, I've taken the French fries from, where was it? Was it McDonald's French fries? I think it might have been McDonald's French fries with I think I made a like a salmon burger or something. Or
what?
It might have been an Impossible Burger, I don't remember. Because, honestly, I never remember what I do. I just know it just tastes good as shit.
Okay.
That's all I know.
That's it. You gotta take a picture. Document it.
Very interesting. I definitely should probably document a lot more. I don't know. I just never do. I always forget to do that part. There's always interesting stuff I like to try. I've even had, white rice. Made rice cereal, but like cinnamon toast crunch rice cereal. I don't know.
Going hard on those carbs.
I mean, I can't help but not eat carbs. You know, I always eat a lot of like bread and pretzels and pasta.
I love chips. Fucking love chips too much.
That is my greatest weakness. A tortilla chip.
I eat one. This is something I do all the time. So, you know, like the Crown tater tots, they look like they're not like a regular, like, you know, shaped tater tots, but they're like crowns. Like what I'll do instead of like putting like just regular stuff on it, I'll like jazz them up and make them like taco tater tots. So like I'll put cilantro, garlic powder, onion powder, smoked paprika to give it like a nice little smoked taste. A little bit of salt and pepper in there and whatnot, cook them up, and then add the sour cream, taco sauce, mozzarella cheese, and then a little more cilantro on top after that.
That sounds like a really good creation right there.
Oh, I made a peanut butter and jelly quesadillas last night.
There we go.
So basically, I took a quesadilla piece. Yeah, I know. I took a quesadilla piece. I cut like a line, like about a quarter down into it and whatnot, and put, you know, peanut butter on the opposite sides and jelly on the other sides. And then just kind of folded it up, put it together. And there's my
Did you toast it up?
PB&J quesadilla.
Did you toast it up? No, that crunch? Just went right into
those are my struggle meals. Those are my struggle meals.
It's not delivery, it's the struggle.
Exactly.
But engine, you got one.
It was like one of the last times I actually genuinely cooked. It was a one had a lot of bacon in it, and I mean a lot. It was a triple bacon cheeseburger, two of them, with bacon grilled cheese as the buns and bacon fries, which I cooked the bacon and then cut the bacon into even smaller strips and served them up in the same little McDonald's fry thing.
Shoelace
fry style. Sounds like a heart attack.
Yeah, you're telling me you had six beef patties? If you had two of them, two triple burgers. That's six beef patties, bacon, fries.
Tell me, some Harley shit.
No, that sounds delicious.
It sounds like delicious, definitely. It also sounds like clogged arteries cheese, and a heart attack.
For the grilled cheese, I like cook more bacon in it and then like cook the bacon inside of the grilled cheese.
True. Buns. I was going to say, how did you get the cheese? But you got the grilled cheese buns. Good. They do provide good stability when it comes to cheesiness.
It was the best thing ever. I fell asleep for like 7 hours after eating that and then decided I could never do that again. It's too hot.
All right. And is it when it comes to Pizza Hut or Domino's? I won't judge you. But unless you do have a mom and pop shop that you order from, then you know. Unless you don't like pizza, then this question's bad.
It is very hard to find a good mom and pop shop in Philly because there are so many of them.
Okay.
And then and on top of that, there's like one neighborhood. There's one area of the city where that has the best pizza shops. So if you're not living in that area, you're just trying to find a good silver medal.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Have you ever had Angelo's?
You guys got some good pizza down there. I bet you guys got some good pizza.
No, Angelo's is great. Angelo's is great. Allegro's in University City is awesome.
Lorenzo's.
Sound like great pizza places, by the way.
Lorenzo's sells massive slices.
One slice.
Yeah.
Like how they charge like $10 for one slice.
Yeah, it's like $7.
It's low-key ridiculous, but I'll take
Lorenzo's.
It's on South Street. It's interesting, especially when you're fucked up.
Yes, it tastes even better.
South Street
food tastes good when you're on the sauce.
Especially when you're coming from Fat Tuesdays drinking one of their slushies.
Bruh, you took the words right out my mouth. 1800 octane.
Party town, eh?
Well, it's definitely a drinking town.
Well, that's what all the 21 and unders will go, especially on the weekends in the summertime. All the ones who are too young to get into the clubs.
More than likely, I am at Tattooed Mom's. Enjoying myself.
Sounds like a dangerous place there.
No, believe it or not, Tattoo Moms is a great spot. It's actually one of the last classic punk sites in Philly. Hmm. So the vibe is always good. The drinks are excellent, and the bar food there is actually some of the best in the city, in my opinion.
This is one place in Philly,
they were doing like Taco really Tuesday before it became a thing.
True.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Neat?
There's a place in North Philly that makes really good Thai wings. Like that sauce, it's kind of got like a little bit of kick to it or whatever, but it's like sweet and it's really, really good. I think it's on like First or Second and Brown or something like that. Mm. But yeah,
ooh, it's really the one good thing I did with wings, I bought 8 wings from the Chinese store. I didn't have them season them. I brung them home, and I put black pepper sauce and honey in a container and swished them around.
That doesn't sound bad.
Mm-hmm. Right. So good. My brain was just like, here's a little serotonin, buddy.
She had a little brain. She had a little brain drool.
Right. Oh, okay. So I'm gonna ask you a few. These have you seen any of these food inspired shows?
Wait, before you do that, it's about that time for another ad break.
Oh, it's about time for a break. Thank you, Engine. Oh, and we're back.
He's getting into that.
Yeah, it happens. But I'm gonna shoot off some food inspired shows. And if you've seen it, let us know. If you've seen it and don't like it, you know, we'll just see. What do you think about Hell's Kitchen?
Not too bad. I actually watched that show. I mean, Gordon Ramsay's pretty crazy, but like sometimes it was I tweeted at him once. I'm like, do you swerve in this lane? Like, do you go crazy in the kitchen? But after that, he just followed me. But I mean, I Hell's Kitchen, yeah. I mean, that's just traditional cooking, right? Like, oh, I dig it. I've watched it. Hell's Kitchen's dope. I play with that.
Okay. Anime, Food Wars.
No, Harley keeps trying to get me on that, man. But when it comes to anime, I gotta only like watch the best of the best. But it's good, right? Oh man, yes, he showed me some clips where it's like he makes food and feeds it to people, and they just like have crazy over the top reactions. Yes. Okay, no, I've seen. He's shown me some clips. I like it. I dig it. It is funny.
You should check it out, because like just the way they cover how these food battles go, you would think you were watching like a boxing match.
No. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah,
but it's deep. Eh? There's a lot of episodes, right?
No, not even. It only did three seasons.
Okay, that's not bad.
It only did three seasons. In comparison to most, that's not that much. So, Iron Chef.
Yes, that show was hype. I remember like watching it back then. Mark Dacascos was the host. I don't even know if it says his name right, but yeah, Iron Chef's dope. I respect Iron Chef.
If you had a choice, if you had a choice, which show do you think you would do the best on? Iron Chef or Hell's Kitchen?
Ooh. Probably Iron Chef. Iron Chef, because it's like Iron Chef is more like one-on-one. It's not like Hell's Kitchen, you rely on the other people, your other team, you know? It's not like you're just in a restaurant, you're cooking food, but Iron Chef, you're making like dish, you know? So
Okay. Now this is a curveball.
Uh-oh.
Hannibal.
The show.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I've watched it. I did not finish. I like got to like season one or season two. And then like stopped completely, but I don't eat people. Number one rule of mealtime.
No dogs,
no cats, no dolphins, no people.
I understand.
Yeah, alligator too.
Yeah, right. Snakes okay.
But what got me with it was just the cinematography of all the food preparation scenes. I'm just like, wow, this is all beautifully done. And then you're looking at the plate like, wow, that looks great. But then you're like, wait, that's someone's actual lungs. You're like, right.
You know, you're right. Like I completely removed that show from my mind, but you're right. When he did start cooking people, it was always shot super duper well. So
like,
yeah.
The food port, if you saw what the organ looked like beforehand, you're just like, oh, that's disgusting. Then you look at the finished product, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, I could use a little
piece. It's just of like, huh. It's just like.
It's not something I would eat, but it looks edible.
You wouldn't eat it with knowing what you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
But if you were just invited over, you'd be like, oh, this is delectable. Later, you found out you ate Tommy's tongue.
Not funny.
And the funniest part, if you go back and look at it all, that really is like Mads Mikkelsen cooking everything. So it's just like, oh, like he knows how to flip the egg, cut it in half. I was like, okay, it's a little badass.
He probably could chef it up hardcore.
Okay, I remember this anime, but I wouldn't be surprised if you don't. It was called Fighting Foodons.
No, I haven't heard of that.
It was so it was so awkward. It was somewhere between Digimon. So, like, imagine Digimon, but every monster was food related.
Okay, no. Is this like when we're going like back in the day going to school or?
This was, I believe, the early 2000s. Okay, I think no. This might have actually been the early 2000s.
What was it? Crunchyroll, Funimation, or
this is early 2000s. That's before Crunchyroll was a thing.
Oh, okay.
So, and this was like I think this was on. This is back when the brand new show was One Piece.
Ooh. No. I haven't heard of that show.
It was very funny, very weird and obscure. That's perfectly fine. But so when you're not doing Meals of Epicness, you're working in a restaurant up in Canada, correct?
No. I don't cook in a restaurant or anything. I'm currently when I'm not doing Epic Mealtime, video editor. So because you know, being in Epic Mealtime, I was always around like all the gear filming and all that stuff. So learning the trade of editing some of the videos helped. So yeah, video editing and do Epic Mealtimes on the weekend. So still release every Tuesday. So life is good.
But I never see tacos on your Tuesday.
Uh oh. Taco Tuesday.
You gotta do something epic as far as something with fast food and tacos.
Just saying.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm gonna run it by the sauce boss. I'm gonna let him know that Taco Tuesday should be sauce boss. Mm-hmm. No?
Yep.
Sauce boss. I'm here for it.
I had to do my villain thing, like, just saying all these Tuesdays and I see no tacos. What's up with that?
There's definitely been some tacos. We've done this world's tacos.
If I don't give you shit, it means I don't like you.
And Taco Tuesday is a national holiday. Let's get that straight.
Okay. Tell me about your worst food experience.
Worst food experience. There was an episode where we made almost like a milfoy dessert, but it was with spam instead and phyllo dough, and it was just horror. Like, you're just getting big mouthfuls of spam, and it was just like one of those concept meals. On paper, it sounded good, but like when you make it, it was just terrible. I also try to convince Harley, but he's not down for this, where we make chili and one of the bowls is dog food and we have to rotate the bowls and see who eats it. But we're not at that level yet, but not that that would ever happen.
That's sad because
chili roulette is savage right there.
Yeah, because I've definitely convinced someone to eat dog food and they enjoyed it with rice.
Wow. Okay.
What? We were never friends.
Very, very interesting past, Corey. All I'm going to say on this podcast. We'll talk later, best friend.
That means I'm gonna hear about it later.
No, I want details. I want to know what the hell's going on. Like,
okay. The most exotic dish you've ever had.
Most exotic dish I've ever had. Jeez. Okay, it's got to be like one of those fancy steakhouses, like Morton's I think Morton's Steakhouse, just like being an asshole and ordering like a $500 steak, just like, why not?
We used to have a Morton's here.
Oh, really?
We used to. Yeah. Yeah, we did. I think then it became a Jordan's, and I think they got bought out. Now they're a place called Steak 48.
But I will say, definitely, it was amazing going to Japan and eating McDonald's. Japanese McDonald's was definitely a game changer. They're on a whole nother level there. So I could say that might have been an exotic or an exquisite thing to like just go, not to go to Japan to just eat McDonald's, but to have been there and have that experience was that, like, of course you're going to eat McDonald's if you're in Japan. You got to have it. But there's also
I hear, like, just going to fast food spots in Japan is such a entirely different experience.
Yeah. So never knock it, do it.
it's like, hey, we went to Japan. Great, what'd you do? First thing, we went to McDonald's.
What? Always.
You went to McDonald's? You weren't there, you had to be there.
Oh wow! McDonald's. I wouldn't have thought of that.
It's good.
I've heard that the I don't know if it's Japan or if it's like Singapore or Bali. I can't remember which one, but one of them has the original, like the original recipe for the apple pies. And no. Then I think another location has like the deep fried apple pie.
Deep fried.
That sounds like that should be down south somewhere.
It does sound like it should be down south somewhere, but it's in another country. But I'm telling you, I heard it's life. That's changing.
That's going to be my next move.
About to say, Nico's got like the fast food rumors.
Yeah, I think deep frying an apple pie and then like putting apple pie filling around the apple pie would be something interesting. And then deep frying it again. Like
pie.
So you got a double deep fry, exactly, double deep fry apple pie.
I'll say with that, just roll up to McDonald's. Yes, I'll buy pies, not baked, please. Don't bake them.
No, you just got to get some apple filling from like
the can. One time when I was younger working at McDonald's, this dude came up to drive through and was like, listen, I have $200. I just need two bags of McGriddle buns. No questions asked.
And?
At first, I turned around to go get them, but my manager was looking dead at me with a headset on. I was like, oh.
Shit.
Sorry, sir, I can't help you there.
Those McGriddle buns, they're heat, man. That's a for sure fire if you have that at your house.
Yeah, like the fact that he was just like he came up and drive through. I was like, the confidence on this man.
$200 wasn't enough.
You know why your manager was looking at you like that? Because he was trying to get $200.
Little did he know.
In retrospect, I could believe that. So. By any chance, can you give us a preview or a small dime drop of the next meal coming up this next Tuesday?
Ooh, next meal is going to be a concoction of something sweet and savory. But believe me, going far, far, far left or right with the sweet, like you're not going to see this one coming. Trust me, it's almost like one of those ones like we were discussing, one that should be left on the cutting room floor. This one is coming out of the grave, and he's coming to take our souls this meal. But yeah, it's going to be something sweet and savory.
Okay.
So,
if you could, who are the top five people you would love to bring on your show as a guest?
Jeez, that's a tough one. Top five people. You know, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. I can give you two. There's one lady, her name is Molly Schuyler. She's like a professional food eater. And like she's real low key. Yeah, she could be, but she's low key. She has videos on YouTube and everything. She just can eat. She eats the most food. I've never seen anybody. She has world records of eating the most food. Like, she's eating the most chicken nuggets in the world. She's eating the most shrimp in the world. She can eat, like, she can go to a restaurant and they eat all the food in the restaurant and they have to close because they don't have enough food in the restaurant to feed other people. And she does that. That's the videos she does. She goes to those and she holds all the records. She's the fastest. Like, everybody goes to Texas to go eat that big steak there. 72 ounces. Like, she's the record holder. She's the, like, everyone knows she's the number one.
Does she have like a championship belt? I feel like
she used to be competitive, but now she just does it for fun. Like, she just does it for fun. Like, so that I would love to just make a 100-pound Big Mac and let her at it, to be honest. Like, I just want to see this. And she's tiny. I just want to see her.
I think Adam was talking about too, and I think they might have brought her in for like regular people on seeing who could eat faster, down more the professional eater, and like they weren't ready. The regular people just weren't ready yet at all. No.
They were never going to be ready.
Nope.
No. All right. If I had to, and the other person, like, of course, like, not of course, but. I want to. Apparently, The Rock can eat. Like, he has his cheat day meal or whatever, and it's all. Yeah, this, I'm like, there's no like
five
way.
Pepperoni pizzas.
Yeah. I want to put him to the test too. So if I would have two people.
Okay, so I'm not the only one who calls bullshit on those photos on his cheat day.
I don't know, but I've never tried it. Like, I mean, I've tried to eat a lot of food. Like, yeah, for sure, but. Not like I'm gonna sit there and eat all that stuff just
because I feel like he just unhinges his jaw and like, all right, here we go.
Or he freaking blends it up and intravenous through an IV. I don't know, but
he pops open all the pancakes, he pops open a thing of syrup like it's a soda.
He's savage, but that's it. I just want to see if he's a real savage eater. That's all.
Oh well,
but those would be the two people.
Okay. Well, leave our viewers with a drop of your personal knowledge, Mr. Atari.
Drop of my personal knowledge. Always cook bacon at 375 degrees. No more, no less. Just don't want to burn it. Just don't want to burn your bacon. And I know some of you guys might be greedy out there. You're going to put that convection on, but then you're going to turn your back and you're going to miss that perfect bacon, and always flip your bacon halfway when cooking. That's important too. Don't be lazy. You don't want to have a soggy bottom. Both sides. It's your bacon with love.
Soggy bottom.
This man's spitting. Everybody, we want to thank Chef Atari for coming in today. It has been an absolute pleasure. When you started liking our stuff, I was like, oh snap, it's Chef Atari. I was like, should I DM him? I don't know.
Yeah. No, thank you. And I appreciate you guys. I know we've been putting this one off. It has been put on hold, but I'm glad we got to finally get it done. Yeah. And it's good to meet you and talk to you all. I really appreciate it.
Listen, the world's opening up soon. If you guys are doing this cheesesteak thing, I better hear about you guys coming to my town before anybody else.
100%. You're the number one of the first people to be there.
But but everybody, again, this has been Food Porn and More with Chef Atari. This is the AmeriMe Junkies. We want to thank you guys for tuning in today. Always be sure to download and like our podcast across all platforms. And you ready to say bye, Engine?
Da.
I guess speaking Russian today.
Right,
y'all.
Yeah.
You know, it's your boy Demon Engine. Follow me on all the links. Follow me on TikTok. And I heard there's this person on TikTok called Imposter Waifu that's giving out relationship hot takes and pissing people off. And y'all should go check that out. Just saying.
Okay.
Something tells me it'll be a bit problematic, but you know, whatever.
No more problematic than Kevin Samuels.
Man. Oh boy, I'm gonna leave that one alone. Living like live, I guess. Anywho, well, if you guys shall definitely go and subscribe to AmeriMania's podcast. It's everywhere that there are podcasts. Definitely download the Serpentine Fire app as well. It's serpentinefire.company. Hashtag shop Serpentine Fire. Download our app today. Serpentine Fire.
All right, you stuck the landing.
I know, right? Because I was really like, I had to really like run it back in my mind real quick. Because you know why? When you spell stuff, you ever spell stuff sometimes, but it don't seem like it's spelled the right way. Mm-hmm. Like you spelled it correctly, but you spelled it entirely correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And don't forget, check out Real Talk with Queen Neek.
This Tuesday at 9 p.m. we go live, and this week we're talking about family.
That thing that Vin Diesel mumbles in all the Fast and Furious movies.
Basically.
And Chef Atari, tell them where they can find you at.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Chef Atari, Twitter Prince Atari, and of course you can check out Epic Mealtime every Tuesday on YouTube, epicmealtime.com.
Yep, and of course, this is Salty Live 215 for AmeriMe Media. Be sure to check out our website, AmeriMeWire.com. And of course, don't forget to check out our magazine, which is currently available through Amazon digitally on your Kindle Fire. She's on the cover of this month. I'm on the month before it. You can get physical copies of both today
on Amazon.
We are the AmeriMe Junkies. Jesus, America, freedom, eagle. Ah!
Again, I'm still, we live in Rome, but okay.
Quiet, you. Take care of yourselves and each other. Be well.